Leo.
Leon, not Leon. Leo.
How many people called you Raz Leon?
Oh my god. I'm like, don't call
it's
me.
It's Raz Leon.
You see the accent. It's a little Leo. Flame in there, okay? You see the accent. Don't call me Leon.
God, I didn't know what accent you just used right there, though. That wasn't Leon. Mostly you're not 12.
What you mean?
The whole time. You just weren't 12.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I thought you was like,
no,
yes. See? I legit thought it was a hype joke coming out.
That's an insecurity. See how we have to address that? Yes.
I'm not even insecure about my hype, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I get hoes, you know? No, just kidding. I'm in a faithful relationship.
Yeah, but what we're talking about, though, today's topic, are we going? Because that's what we need to talk about. Today's topic is let my people hoe, okay? That is today's topic.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, let's talk about the hoe phase. Let's talk about why it's important and why the term hoe is so offensive to so many people when everyone has it or needs to have one in their life.
Is it really offensive?
We're gonna go into that. To grown ups. They find it offensive.
I don't know, because I feel like if somebody tries to call me a hoe, it's just like, you're just stupid.
Yeah,
and you're just trying to have me, like, oppress my sexuality because I'm female, and that's stupid, so. No, I'm not going to do it.
90s babies.
90s babies. They have, like, the slut walk. The slut walk.
I'm just kidding.
No, we all have our moments.
Everyone has their moments in life. Yeah. I just feel like people need to have them. Like, stop making the endorsement that everybody's relationship style and their walk through life is going to be like cookie cutter. Like,
yeah.
You go to school from almost birth, pretty much, till you're like 20s, mid 20s. And some people keep going until their 40s and 50s still going to school. You know what I mean? Like, you're forever learning, right? In the midst of those things, you're growing up in other ways that you aren't learning in school.
Right.
Attraction and sexual attraction happens outside of school. Like, school just brings it out because you're seeing all these different, like, types of people. But we have televisions. You know what I mean? So, at this point, anybody can see what looks good to them.
Yeah. That is very true, especially with the internet.
Yeah, internet happens, and now, like, it makes it okay. That's why it shouldn't be offensive now.
It's really not. Like, I don't feel like... I don't know, maybe my friends, because we're more open-minded, are not offended with that. Maybe if you're insecure about your sexuality and stuff like that, you would be insecure about that. I can see that. But I don't feel like... No. And then one thing I do feel about the hoe phase is not necessarily about just like sleeping with other people. I think it's honestly like an inner thing, because a lot of people I know that went through it was going through a lot in life.
Yeah. That means you're using sex for therapy.
Yeah. And it's very unhealthy.
Depending on how your health matters to you. Because some people, it could just be anything and anywhere.
Yeah.
For any amount of time.
I mean, like, I do feel that even though, like, the whole phase, I do feel everybody needs to go through it, because it does open your eyes about who you are and what you feel and how you deal with things. But I do still feel at the end of the day, I am a very sexual person, and regardless of, you know, what I'm going through. But
yeah.
Using sex as therapy is not a good thing.
Positive body. Positive.
All right. Okay.
Okay. This is where we're going with this. So, I wanted to bring my sis Rez, because...
Rez. Leon.
Leon. Okay? Because, one, she did my nails today, and
shits is lovely.
Okay? One. Okay? Flame. Flambe.
Flambe. A little drip, you know, a little once in a while, you know.
Two, she's in nail school. So, by the time y'all see this, hopefully she ain't graduated.
Only good things, you know? Only good things, right?
Yeah, great things. Great things. Ooh, snap. So, I love this. So I just, as a former nail tech, because I don't call myself a nail tech no more, but as a former nail tech, seeing creatives being able to use their creative abilities in every aspect of their life and not just in music.
Yes.
But in things that use your hands and your feet. We're going to talk about a few things.
I don't know. Drawing those makes me so freaking happy. It makes me so fucking happy. I think it's just seeing somebody be excited about my work is what makes me so happy about it.
Yeah. Because now you're saying it's like something tangible.
Yeah.
So,
like, wow. She gets to walk around with that.
Yeah.
Bitch, come back. Let me look at that one more time.
Yeah.
All right, you can go. I did that. I fucking did that.
So how do you think that relates to sex in your life? Have you ever thought about how sincere you are when you're like, no, 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 come back here real quick.
Wow. Man, you're doing good. How do I think that? Honestly, okay. So my biggest problem is that when I do get in situations with people, whether I'm in a relationship with them or not, people tend to think that I'm using them for sex, and it makes them feel uncomfortable with the situation, and then they want to back out. And I'm like, I never realized I was like rude like that, but it's just, that's kind of, it's sad, but I'm like, stop being a bitch. What the heck? It's 2020. Like,
just stop being a bitch.
Yeah, just shut up.
What the fuck?
Right. We'll get to the cuddling after.
Okay.
Which is emotional.
Yeah.
But
so
I feel like I'm a very
secondary.
No, but I feel like I'm a very emotional person. I feel like I've always been very emotional. That's why I'm so expressive with music and anything that I can be expressive in is because I'm an emotional person. But I think I'm very emotional, but I can be very harsh.
During sex.
Damn. Wow, this is about to get deep. Okay, where are you going with this?
No, it's very reminiscent of myself, which is why I can say that, because I understand what it's like to be so emotional and everything else that you can trust your outlet because you're the one doing it.
Right.
But when it's with another person, that is when you can't control the outcome. So with the things that you want to do, you're very adamant in doing that. But everything else that they may want to do,
damn, you may be controlling. Like, she just told me I'm controlling. Well, I already knew. A little bit. Just a little bit. And I'm really bossy.
Yes. Like, it was like, oh, big revelation. Just think about that when it comes to intimacy.
Yeah.
And not just sex.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm speechless right now because I'm thinking about this.
Like, just be introspective about it. It's not even like, it's just one of those things where we really try so hard to be, like, especially as it's, I don't know, is it like a curse of female singers? Is that like a thing? No musicians are known to be like crazy or eccentric, right? Artists are eccentric. Musicians are crazy. Like, it's just,
yeah.
So it's
I
like,
get that a lot. Like, a lot of people tell me I'm crazy. I'm like, oh, crazy. Just because it's magic, because you said it, don't mean I'm crazy. Just because you're ignorant.
But you gotta use your words.
I'm just kidding. I don't smack people.
You gotta use your words.
Who does that?
Who does that?
Fucking weird.
Unless it's your kink, in which case we do not kink shame here.
Oh, that is definitely my kink. I'm not gonna lie.
We'll talk about control again.
I like smacking people, and I mean, I like it neutral, but be careful with it. I like it smacked a certain way, Controlled. Never mind.
Controlled.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
I mean, but in BDSM, like, in kink, you do have to have control.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing. Like, and, well, it depends. As the dom, you're supposed to have control of the situation in order to help yourself get through the experience. So if you are acting as the sub, but then you are also dom, that means you're switch, and that's cool, but then you need to discuss that beforehand so
yeah.
that nothing unsafe happens.
That is very, like, what? Like, no, because I've definitely smacked the fuck out of somebody, you know, like, the fuck, like, it was like a bitch smack, and I was like, should we keep going? And they kept going.
I was about to say, well, then, the element of surprise. They were like, I like this shit, and in which case...
I'm like, you're fucking nuts.
Proceed.
I don't like you. No. It's just, I don't know, it's something exciting about meeting someone who is just as, like, no, I don't want somebody just as crazy as me, but, like, just as, like, I don't know, just, I don't know, open-minded as I am. It just, it makes things so exciting.
Open to
experience.
She's like a BDSM kink explorer.
Yeah. I've always been interested in her. I've just never found someone who's like down with it because, you know, little bitches. But it'd be pissing me off. Don't mean I do that normal shit. But anyway. Oh, like I'm so.
This is just normal. This is her totally over it. She's totally over it. Don't worry.
I'm just saying. It's like, I don't know.
This is awesome.
It's very, no, it's like very interesting how hard it is to actually find somebody who's very open-minded or as open-minded as I am. Because I didn't think I was that free of a person, I guess. But when you meet other people, they definitely make me feel like, dude, you're weird. And I'm like, dude, I just like to get naked in front of people. What's wrong?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But to...
But it doesn't necessarily mean in a sexual sense all the time.
Yeah, like, it's just sometimes...
Nudity does not mean sex all the time.
It's like, mm-hmm. unless you're around that.
So yeah,
you
that...
understand
yeah.
it. A lot of times it comes with shame. And then, again, body positivity.
Yeah.
Which we hope for. Is the fact that you can be able to learn to accept your body, which a lot of times people in nudist colonies definitely do way more than we do when we're fully clothed.
And that is so fascinating to me. That is so fascinating to me. Because my experience with nudist,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, like, this is chill. Like, I don't know why I was so, ever so, like, nervous about doing it. And then once I got around it, everybody just having conversation and just... It was the most, like, honestly, the most honest experience I've had, honestly.
That's dope.
It was so
That's dope.
I was just like, really? I'm drunk as fuck in the lake, swimming, looking at the sky, fishes all around, naked-ass bitches, I mean, naked-ass people walking around.
You can say naked-ass bitches.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on myself. That's the problem.
But bitches are genderless.
I mean, obviously, but I'm
bitches
just...
Bitches exist.
I'm just saying...
I feel like we gotta acknowledge bitches, like... Like, we all be like, oh,
I
no.
do everything. Say, bitch.
No, bitches exist. Bitches is genderless.
Yeah.
It's a noun, verb,
yeah.
adverb, pronoun.
Yeah.
Stubby told you, you're like, bitch.
Bitch. Yeah. Yep. Fucking bitch ass motherfucking couch.
Yeah.
Bitch. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, let's normalize, bitch. All right, so. I got a couple things, right?
Okay, so, let's do this. I'm sorry.
So when did you first learn about sex?
I first learned about sex through my mother. My mother sat me down and just explained, which a lot of, actually, surprisingly, I think I'm actually, anyways, sorry. I've been thinking about, like, 5 billion things. Okay. No, my mother, she sat me down. I want to say I was about... 12 or 13, and just, like, really just, you know, my mom was never one of those people that was, I don't know, she wasn't one of those type of parents that was trying to hide me from the world, basically. And mm-hmm. she opened up a world and that I could understand, that I could protect myself when I did actually decide that, hey, this is what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And like I was saying earlier about like the story about me losing my virginity, when I tell people that, they're just like, what? You tell your mom, you had a whole conversation. I'm like, yeah, like, my mom was just like, if you felt like you're ready, go ahead and do it. Right before, like, I lost my virginity, I was just like, I feel like it's time and I'm ready. I was 17, by the way, and we had a whole discussion about it, and the same day I lost my virginity, and it was on April Fool's Day, which was...
Is that telling?
That's very
That may be telling?
That was very
I was going to say, and then how was it? Was it just like, blah, or was it like...
I was like, what the fuck, like, did you slow down your time?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, oh. Yeah, like, yeah, that, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't like he, like, was hurting me or anything, a little bit, because obviously I was losing my virginity, but then it was just like, he was just not, yeah. But the fact that I lost my virginity on April Fool's Day shows you what kind of fucking...
It's almost like ironic because you asked your mom,
yeah,
what it, you know what I mean, like, you were having feelings, you talked to your mom, she was just like, okay, go ahead and do it, you go and do it, and then you like, why not go do that? But
the experience for yourself, and mm-hmm. the fact that my mom allowed me to have the experience without trying to like shame me, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's natural and stuff like that. I mean, losing your virginity is a part of life. It's every, like, majority of people go through it. So the fact that she was so open about it and I could actually talk to her about how I was feeling is a beautiful fucking thing. Honestly, I'm gonna be a fucking nut as a parent. It's gonna be beautiful. You're gonna be around them too. So what you mean? They could be nutty little people. I'm excited.
I'm gonna switch them home until they're 21.
That's okay.
That's okay. No, I'm kidding. They can come around.
They might be like
kids,
cute little fuckers
around,
just
yeah.
running around, like lit.
Yeah.
What a fucking pig. Riding the pig.
Okay, riding the pig.
That would be lit, right? Could you imagine? That would be
I
lit.
I can imagine you having a pig.
Like, I... You want to know what I'm going to name him? Nacho. You want to know why Nacho? Because he's Nacho Bacon. Go vegan. I'm just saying.
Yes!
He's going to be so lit, man. He's going to be fat as fuck. He'll be so lit.
Nacho Bacon.
For real.
Hashtag go vegan.
Even though I need to go vegan.
I'm a vegetarian.
I was vegan. It was like the most I felt, like, I felt so good being vegan. Honestly, my body was just like on 10 all the time. And I was like, this is lit. And I went back vegetarian because I got so busy. It's not that lit. Go vegan. Because I'm going vegan.
Okay, so join her in going vegan because
yeah,
she's not
Aaron.
There
yeah,
right
Aaron.
Now.
Yeah, Aaron.
And I...
Come back. Join the chain.
You will catch me at Burger King, but I ain't getting Impossible Whopper.
Oh.
And that's about it. It's fine.
With extra pickles,
fun.
Extra onion, extra tomato, extra vegan mayo.
Okay.
Avocado.
Oh, how do you feel about ghosts?
I'm just saying, like, if you want to be a fat ass. Go full on.
Go,
you know,
full
I mean?
On fat ass.
Dang,
if you're going to do it.
Right now.
No.
I'm going to do that.
Don't do that.
No, like, I'm dead ass about to do that.
Don't.
I got all that shit at the crib. Except for the Impossible Burger. I just got stopped at Burger King.
Okay.
I'm about to slap hella mayo on that shit.
Okay, let's not.
It's going to be vegan, though.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah. This is... Go vegan if you want. Go vegan if you want to.
Go vegan if you want.
If you want. I am not endorsing anything. Not even that Impossible Whopper. Even though
no.
It is fire.
I don't know. No. You know what's fire? When you make it yourself.
Have you made it yourself?
No, man. I do not deal with plant-based cooking.
It's oh my god, when you make it yourself and you're seasoning yourself.
Everything is crumbles to me. I just can't.
Crumbles?
Yeah. That's what it makes me think of.
No,
like beans and like
so good. Don't have to
like
discourage
and
your possible one for a vegan burger.
Like
it's so good.
Tofu. Not tofu, don't use that.
Yeah, like
what is that stuff called? Like cauliflower.
I mean, it's more lit things in the world though. Like I'm just saying, like vegans, they be lit. Especially that Beyond sausage, that Thai. Oh, I'd be fucking that shit up. That's probably why my ass gained 10 pounds after this fucking quarantine.
Okay, see, I was gonna talk to you about quarantine sex. I was gonna talk to you about quarantine
bro,
sex.
Bro, I barely had quarantine sex. Which was.
I got so many questions.
It was so trash. It was very trash.
Why?
Because I wasn't dealing with anybody, like absolutely anybody. Well, no, I was talking to one of my exes, and then his ass was crazy, so I was just like, leave his ass alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started talking to the person I'm with now, and
I mean, technically, we kind of still in quarantine, so.
Okay, so it's been lit.
Oh, well, in that case, then fine. It's great.
It's fucking lit.
It was horrible at first,
oh
but now.
Yeah, it's just thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you.
No, it's like, I don't know, when you've been in a relationship for a long time and then you now get consistent penis, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm about to get crazy
overboard.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm about to get crazy again.
Watch
I can feel the demon. No, I'm just
see that shit feels
nothing.
Like a UTI because that's what happened to me. I
what?
Went full throttle like it was just sex.
What the fuck does she mean? She's actually making the fucking sound
the time and therefore it was like my body was like bitch, you haven't had sex like ever compared.
Oh my god,
it was like why did you do this
like
to
this.
Yourself
don't scare
I'm
me
telling you
this.
Be careful that's what
yeah.
I'm telling you. Too much sex after having no sex at all will equal UTI.
But it was like 5 months later, so not that
no,
long.
No, it's not that long.
Right, that wasn't that long.
That wasn't that long, but yeah.
That's one. Oh, damn. That's just. First of all, exposing. It's not really exposing myself.
It's not exposing
yeah,
yourself.
Five,
it's
five
just.
Months, yeah. It was 5 months after. Yeah.
Shouts out to all faces, because you could be doing stuff for years and just calling it a life. Think about single. You know what I mean? If you were single, you just fuck for life.
Oh, master.
That also, which you can do in or out of a relationship.
Yeah.
You don't have to
yeah.
hold your masturbation.
I kind of feel like I low key like had like a porn addiction. Or pop. Yeah, I kind of low key did. For like, damn.
Found yourself just always looking at it?
For like 9 years. Damn! Yeah, I did.
So, get another hobby.
It's, kids, no, it's not necessarily I do it as like a hobby. It's just like, oh no. Damn. You're right, wow. No, because I just realized, like, I would watch porn and stuff when I felt, like, super fucking depressed. That shit is depressing. Oh, yeah. Damn. Am I sharing too much information?
No, I mean, anything can be abused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like, if you drink too much water, you might get sick. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you watch too much porn, too much of anything, you eat too much, anything, too much consumption of television, too much being on your phone, your eyes will start to be affected. Like,
yeah.
Everything has a reaction.
Damn.
But just noticing it in yourself and being like, oh, maybe I don't gotta do that.
I was about to make a very dark joke, but I felt like, oh. Because we're not making fun of mental illness, because everybody fucking knows that shit is trash. I feel like all artists fucking knows that shit is trash. I feel like
yeah.
a majority of artists actually
yeah,
suffer
like,
from
some
type
of
mental
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is
depressing in itself. But not depressing like currently, because if I was depressed, it would be a totally different thing. I wouldn't be shooting this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
I mean, but what does your depression look like to you? Does it look like a porn addiction? Does it look like a people addiction? Does it look like a social media addiction? Comes out in different ways.
Yeah. Damn, I'm getting sad. Am I getting sad?
All right, so we're gonna bring it up to.
Barely, but no, I'm just playing. I was homeschooled.
I'm an adult.
And I was homeschooled.
I would just like to say I'm an adult. I know I look like a child.
Really? Really? That's where we're going? That's where we're going?
Look. He wasn't filming when I said that.
No,
when
I
we were talking about the other things.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
What?
What were you saying?
If I lower my voice, do I sound older?
Do I sound older? No. Am I more appealing to you?
Do I sound older?
It's just ridiculous. No, because it's like, I don't know.
No.
Every time you like.
If I lower my voice, do I sound
older?
No,
do I
nobody
appear,
sounds.
Do I appear more mature?
Oh, Jesus
I feel like people.
Did someone mention lower voices? Someone mention lowering your voice? I've been pressured to enter the chat.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Why. I was just in the neighborhood.
Hey!
And for my next trip.
I shall already be wearing Dopehouse shirt.
So I just want everyone to understand that why I don't have on makeup today. Other than it being very hot, but yeah. Other than I don't wear makeup every day.
You don't.
But I come camera ready.
But you
I'm not on that Alicia
fly.
Keys shit. I
no,
come camera ready.
But you're naturally fly.
Thank
and look
you.
At your eyebrows.
Look at this shirt. How timely is that?
Okay.
I did not know I'd be showing you up here today. I'm waiting on my wings at a local eatery.
Oh my God. Steal? Oh
a
God.
Black-owned eatery.
Okay. Well, I won't say steal then.
No,
okay.
Not steal in a bad way. They prepared
yeah,
fresh.
They prepared fresh.
And I knew what time I was going to pick it up. And they are a responsible location.
Ooh.
That will not take orders without payment over the phone. But for whatever reason, their card machine was down. And I say, I see you, and I'll be there momentarily. Happen to have some friends in the neighborhood that I can drop on in while I wait for my chicken as I am with my young adult. And I don't need to have him out on the mean streets. But I do support my local eateries.
Mm.
GI stand up 219. Mm. Almost throw up the folks with the nails.
You should.
They don't know what that
do
means.
That.
They don't know what that means.
No.
These are people who like kinks. They don't know what drugs are.
Kinks?
What?
So this is pizza and porn. She has no idea. Because
that
your friend
explains
stopped
why
by.
My conservative radar is shining right.
Yes. Oh my God. So I was like, no, you can say all of those things. It doesn't matter.
No, it's just so funny because I was in the hallway,
uh-huh.
Totally not listening, but eavesdropping. And I heard her say, like, her mother was very open. And ironically, I put on my status on a little blue app, Facebook porn community. I know you don't go there often.
They don't go there. They're not allowed. They're banned.
That's my porn. Word porn. So I just so happen to say, I don't know if it is a mom in Miller, Indiana thing, which is a part of Gary, by the way, a Kajik thing, that's Church of God in Christ. I know y'all don't know that acronym.
Oh, they do. It's
oh, they do.
Of
actually, they probably
it.
Came
the,
from
oh,
there.
They, oh,
who am I kidding?
They're there.
Who am I kidding?
Hi, I see you, Reverend.
I
see you, Reverend.
And then I also said, what did I say? Or a mom born in the 60s thing. But let my mom tell it, she's a virgin.
What is wrong with the moms in the 60s?
My mom was born in the 60s and she's very open-minded.
That,
no, but she was born in the 90s, like later in the 90s.
Oh, her mom had a little time.
Yes.
No,
no.
She also had
see,
other kids.
No.
Though.
Okay,
other
well then maybe. But you know what? There's
later
two
on
sides.
In life also.
But there's two two sides. There's the flower child.
She
her mom probably
the flower child.
The flower child.
Absolutely.
Her mom. You watch Blackish, Rainbow Mama.
Wait, you got Hispanic heritage now, right?
I'm not sure because I don't trust ancestors.
Okay, well, she definitely got Hispanic heritage, so she was a flower. She was a flower Puerto Rican child.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah.
I also think
of cultural difference being like.
I don't know, because my mom's not fully. She's not fully, but like I don't know, but.
My mom had a bachelor's science in nursing at the time. So she explained sex to me from a very scientific perspective, and it did not sound enticing at all. I was like, fallopian tubes. Sending it to your uterus. I'm 11 at the time. So I'm
okay.
Like,
okay.
Nigga, what the fuck? What is going on? So. It was not explained like, oh, it's totally natural to feel this way. You're gonna feel feelings. Nah, it wasn't that shit. It was like, don't get pregnant, I'ma fuck you up if you do. You know what I'm saying? It was it ain't natural until you out my goddamn house. That's when it comes natural to you.
I aspire to have that talk, like if you come back here pregnant, like I aspired to that. My mother was like, you're going to hell.
My mom was like, up.
Because I'm like, your mom at least was like, shut the fuck up.
In terms of church girl, her mom was. Like my mom could be Maddie Moss. Your mom could be Maddie Moss.
Yeah.
My mom is more like
she went to the church sometimes.
Yeah, like, sister with sons. You know.
Are you a member, man? We gotta ask you every Sunday. Are you sure you want to join?
I still like R&B. You know, that's my mom in. That level of church, but when it comes to certain conservative perspectives, I've had to say to her, you might be a Republican.
I know who you're voting for.
You might. She's not voting for him, trust me.
Oh, won't let, no.
You haven't
won't let the political part. That's not going to interfere with me and my God.
You have got an Obama supporter with Republican perspectives.
Yes! That is our mothers!
That is who talked to me about sex to bring that home, because we have to say that. What were you saying about deep voices? I walked in about 10 minutes ago. What was going on?
Okay, she has this thing about when the cameras are on.
Uh-huh.
Well, not even just when the cameras are on. When we have gone out in malls, they thought that I was her mom, okay?
Why?
Because she looked like a child wearing a puffy coat and a dress. Also, she's like 5'1".
So, you know what I think of? What songs just came to mind? Oh, shit. That bitch got on cancer. Like, literally, yep. That just came to my brain.
Come on, Midwest.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm picturing that is the outfit.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Puffy coat.
She pretty much looked like Kenny. She looked like Kenny outside. And
yeah.
It was like... Oh, that's your... We was in like Forever 21.
What the hell do you wear in wintertime in the Midwest then?
But I feel like the girl.
Nah, you gotta come swag. You do have to.
Yeah, especially. Yeah,
it does not matter if your shoes are gonna get
especially.
Wet. You need to store a repellent. Then spray your shoes with. Let me tell you about being in the mirror. Why you gotta get the Adidas? I dream about what? And what is this show? It's tying together. It's tying together. No, but you gotta make sure you got some repellent on the boots with the furs.
Boots with
the
furs.
Fancy.
That's super fancy. Pelly coat. Pelly leather.
Both
studded. More studs than lesbian nightclub.
Shoulder pads without the shoulders.
No, but you know, if you go, you gotta be fresh. Especially if you have an image to uphold.
Yes. You especially.
With me.
Because you don't just do. You're not regular
male.
She just said I'm a nail tech, right? What do my feet and hands look like? A nail tech.
I mean, mine do too.
I feel like I'm a nail tech. I feel you.
With my hands.
All right.
But with the way that I...
With the rest of her life.
You know what people do? Here's how they stop me. Oh my goodness, your hair. What is that? What type of job do you have where you can have a haircut like that with all those colors and things and twisted about? And at that point, I could either promote that I'm a nail tech, or I could either thank them and promote that my husband is the mantician. There are so many different ways that I could promote myself to bring in my money.
What you look like? You are your brand.
They stopped me. And let me tell you something. The only reason I don't have on... I don't have on my turquoise glasses is because I took the children to the water park. Lost my little nose pad. Can't be scratched up. But you would normally see earrings that go with glasses. It brings it together. However, oh wait, I do have a sample.
You see how she's sucking this all in?
Yeah, you got because you know because I have to promote. In the meantime, you can hold that card up right there because I have so happy to have a card. Mm-hmm. But I was see, I'm always promoting.
She got like 3 weeks left of school. She got
She's like, should I start?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
3 weeks left of what school?
What's the name of your nail school?
No, she's in nail.
She's in nail.
And you're talking to me. Why she's in that? What are the odds?
Who I was telling you about, who left her up.
Here's my card. Nice to meet you.
She just started her own job. Really?
Yes. I graduated less than a year ago. September 3rd was the day I got my license. I graduated September 26th. I was in the shop by September 29th. That's happened to be my brother's birthday. Shout out to the Libras.
Okay.
She just got her whole life together.
You have to be very quick. You have to be quick-witted. You have to know what to say to people. And they're going to judge you by how you look. You got to come correct. Like, oh, yeah. Pandemic didn't affect me. Bought a car during that. always, you know, just be prepared for how people are going to come at you, because you're going to have your appearance any certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And if I am telling you that I'm a nail tech, my feet and my hands have to represent that if I want to bring in that business. Right now, I am to a point where I'm saying, I'm going to have to hit you in mid-August because I don't book beyond 3 weeks out. I have appointments booked until the 29th, so I'm telling these people I don't have appointments 3 weeks out. And I'm giving you the game on camera. You should fucking download this when you do that.
Sweat it
off. Just this part, honestly. But you can do it. You'll be fine. Your nails look good.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that you did them.
Yes.
And I was looking at them since I walked in the room. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at your hands. Because that's all.
That's what she said. Oh, no. I
already. You know who your customers are? Anybody with hands and feet. They must have fingernails as well, because, baby, listen, I have offered manicures to bitches with no fingers. I didn't know, because they was on Facebook talking shit. I figured they had problems. I didn't know. Oh, my God. I didn't know. My wings are ready. Thank you for this opportunity. You have my card. Call that number. That's not for the cameras. Air hug.
Wakanda forever.
Hug yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hug yourself.
That lasts longer
because
you
got. Well,
yourself.
I know I ain't gotta tell y'all to hug nobody.
You gotta relax.
Y'all stop hugging so much.
Let it go. Hug yourself. All
right. You guys have a good one. Good
love you. Love you.
Be safe.
Because magical things happen.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. fucking happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
It's gonna be great.
So, okay.
All right. Do you think you yourself, being an entrepreneur, being an artist, a creative, a student sometimes, like all of those things, do you think you can be with anyone who makes less than you?
Yes, I do feel that. I feel like I, again, going back to my mom, I was raised not to be materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is a lot to do with who I am, too. Just the way my mom raises us. It's just very interesting the way she raised us, thinking, looking at other people and how people tell us about, I mean, well, tell me about their experiences growing up with their parents. But, no, it's just, I wasn't raised to be materialistic, and not everybody can do everything, and I also have a giving heart. I've definitely been in relationships where I've gave a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, probably, like, the last out of my fucking pocket just so that person has something to eat. And I'm just that type of person. No, I definitely could do it. You just have to have A1. You know what I mean? It's about king, right?
I mean, yeah.
Dick
and morals, you know?
Right.
Dick and morals.
That's more.
That is so good.
I have morals, I'm not materialistic.
That's all. Ooh, okay, so this is a good question. What first attracts you to someone? Like, what's the first thing that you go, oh, is blank?
Someone who has depth. Meaning someone who's not bleak, surface level. You know what I mean? Like, you meet so many people like that, when somebody you can actually, mm-hmm. like, you can legit, on a spiritual sense, because I'm a very spiritual person, like, you can, like, legit feel their soul, their vibe, their energy. It's like, dude, like, mm-hmm. you're dope. And not necessarily just like, you know, yeah, you look good, whatever. That shit really don't really mean nothing at the end of the day. I need somebody with depth. That shit be getting my soul. I'd be like, what? You said what about the quantum theory? I'm sorry.
That's how you can end up with anyone. Like,
yes.
Sometimes we have so many like preconceived notions of what we don't want from somebody.
Yeah.
And you may have a type, and then
nerds.
After, I was about to ask you, what is your type?
Nerdy. Nerdy. I have no idea why. I legit have no idea why. But nerdy guys are my thing. Even though I'm right now I'm not dating someone actually that typically fits that idea of what I typically want, but it's good. I'm happy with Brian. Nice. But nerdy.
Ooh. Nerds. Nerdy guys.
Nerdy guys be doing something to me. I don't know. They be like saying shit I don't understand. And I'm like, I fucking like your ass. It's like, you don't get bitches, do you?
I'ma give you some pussy. You don't look like you get it up there. And I feel like
you deserve it.
Women feel this way.
Oh my god.
That's
why. That's fucking hilarious.
That's really great.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god.
So what makes somebody unattractive?
Dudes are like boastful and like, how do I explain that guy? There was one guy that I met, because I'm a Leo, you know, whatever, you know, ram. But it was this guy who was like the textbook like version of a Leo. Like, he was flamboyant and just like into himself and self-centered. It's just like that shit like dried me up like the fucking Sahara Desert. That shit was horrible. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Ugh. Ego.
Too much fucking ego. And materialistic. I don't like people who are materialistic. That's not my thing.
Because of how you were raised.
They
makes us who we are. It makes us who we are.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. You're just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
You're not for me.
Alright, so have you ever cheated on a partner?
I have never. I will never do that. I would never do that to a person that I feel that I care about. No, I would never do that.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Hell yeah.
Okay, give me the wildest find out story.
Serious. Okay, the wildest find out story is. What? How old was I? I was like 19. I was with someone, and he told me like at 2 a.m. that he was going to the gas station. He asked me if I wanted something. Told him what I want. Whatever. It was like after a little argument. Then we made up. He never came back. Like that was the last time I like saw him. He just dipped off and went to Minnesota or something like that. A few months later, I'm like, oh, it's time for me to make a Snapchat. Let's make a Snapchat. So I'm using my email address. It says that I already have a Snapchat and my fucking email address. Okay. So I'm logging into the thing, and he made a fucking Snapchat with my fucking email address to cheat on me with bitches. Who fucking does that? Crazy ass bitches, bro. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, that shit was wild. For like, he's the only person I know that cheated on me.
Because you weren't using it.
I still
want to
know why you did that shit.
Because you wasn't using it, so he figured, oh shit, she ain't never gonna do it. Because she said she don't got snap.
I don't know, bruh.
My fucking email address.
Maybe he thought
like,
she would never
do it. Like, it legit was like conversation after conversation with bitches. And it'd be like popped ass bitch. It would be unattractive females.
It's so many things in that I could layer and say, but let's just break that down for a second, okay? A lot of times we hear in stories about women being cheated on and what the actual reason for why a woman may be upset for getting cheated on. Because as I've been known to find out, that's pretty much being cheated on is probably like the biggest part of monogamy culture that exists.
Yeah.
People don't talk, so therefore they cheat. Right? So it's an easy way to break up with someone. It's an easy way to like just get your mind off them. Whatever. But people cheat, right? But why do women get upset about it? So it's the list of things in hierarchy order being, I don't want to look stupid. That's what we hear, right? So I don't want to look stupid.
Nah,
is number one.
Is possessive.
Don't.
But not like crazy possessive.
Not, I mean, it is what it is. If you're in a monogamous relationship, you make the choice of, hey, I choose you, you choose me, and anything outside of that becomes...
I'll fuck you up.
Okay, we're not gonna fuck you up. We're just going problematic. We're not fucking people up, okay? We're not fucking them... Her eyes say she's fucking them up. I'm saying, if
I'm a bigger person.
I'm not.
I will walk away.
All right. Why? Because nobody has time for us to be in jail.
Right.
That's not cute.
Right.
I mean, Orange is the New Black, you could find, you know what I mean, like a little sugar daddy on the outside. That's a thing.
I'm trying to find a sugar daddy. Hit me up, because niggas broke.
All right, I'll put her at down at the bottom. I don't know. I don't know. She will kill you if you cheat on her. That's for sure.
I would not.
And now she'll walk away. So that's...
I'll walk away.
That's growth. That's where we are.
I'll walk away.
But also, choose people who choose you. And if they don't choose you...
Exactly.
Then move the fuck on.
Exactly.
Because nobody has time for jails. Jails should be for people who kill people for a reason other than self-defense, other than racism, other than...
No, I probably have bitches in jail, though.
That's what I'm saying. She'd be fine in jail, but do not send her to jail. This is a problem.
I'm kidding.
She's
a little lovable. I'm just saying. Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Just kidding.
Alright. So, I feel like I know the answer to this question, but would you rather be naked for life or spend your life with thought bubbles?
Thought bubbles?
Mm-hmm. Telling people you're
no. Real. I'll choose being naked for the rest of my life because I be saying some mean ass shit to my head. I'm like, bro, you gotta chill. I'm like, fuck them bitches. I be saying mean ass shit in my head. No, like, seriously. I'd be like, bro, you gotta chill.
I told you, you gotta tell yourself to chill, though.
Yeah,
that's it.
But then I also say, because I'm blunt, too, on top of it, so I say what comes to mind a lot of the time, and I be fucking myself up, and I'm like, damn, that shit was mean.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it.
Yeah. Be more kind.
Be more kind.
Be more kind.
I am kind. I feel like I'm kind to people.
Okay. What Because I know you'd be probably asking people, what zodiac sign gave you the best sexual experience so far?
Okay. Oh, I'm in a relationship. This is still giving me trouble. Oh my god, no. It's so telling. I don't. Okay.
What? To who?
It's so telling. Okay. Can it be between people?
Okay.
Because it was just like different things I would like take from each of them.
Okay.
To, like, make
all right.
Work.
Cool.
Okay.
Build your perfect.
So Aries.
Four.
All of them.
Dude.
I'm just playing. It was.
But I don't think she's playing. But
yeah, like that shit would touch my soul. All right.
Okay.
Touch my soul. Scorpio, his ass was nasty as fuck. Like, I could be his ass and he'd be my ass, like, mutually, and it'd just be like, you know? Then Aquarius, like, his ass be trying to tell me what to do, and I'd be like, okay. No, that's
touching
my soul. Touching
I know,
my
that's
soul.
What I
he's been in my mouth the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I acted like I didn't like it. I'm like, I liked it.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Are you the dominant or are you the submissive in your current sexual experience?
I'm more of the submissive, even though I can be controlling and dominant when I try not to be. I feel like it's hard for me to give like complete control to somebody, just because of my personality, which I need to chill on.
Comes with.
Yeah, like I said, I have like natural masculine energy because like Leo, obviously, it's a masculine sign or whatever. So we have like natural masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
My ass be like,
you want some dick?
I do. Like I do be asking people that. They be like, hell yeah, like I got you.
I'm just so interested to see you ask someone this. Like, I want to know what.
But, like,
where's the last situation you found yourself in being like, you want some dick? Like, where'd that come from? Why?
Where did it come from? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really don't. And the last time, like, I did it, like, a few nights ago.
Yep.
So
part
said,
of your makeup
he
at
said,
this
yeah.
point.
He said, yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
You go deny it? I don't have a penis.
I know. That's what makes it so funny!
But hey, you know, to each his own.
I'll be here. If your heterosexual partner responds to it with you being a heterosexual, it's still straight sex, so it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Whatever. Okay. Oh, what is the weirdest sexual like fetish you've had that you didn't know until you liked it?
Oh, no, I don't want to say. Spitting, just spitting.
She's
just
the Lena famous bitch spit in my mouth. Ew.
Spitting.
To me.
Yeah, and smacking the fuck out of people. Wait, that's violent.
That's,
never mind. It's spitting.
That's masochistic. It's not that it's violent. If
they
you
agree
are
to it and they're yeah blah blah blah. Blah. No, I'm not what a
guy.
It is. It's like, no, like, cause I'm actually kind of disgusted that like. No, because I got drunk as fuck, and I don't remember asking him, but he told me that I asked him to spit in my mouth. And then when he did, I, like, sat there for a second, and I spit it out. I was like, what the fuck?
What? No, you can't!
But now I'm like, can we do that again?
This is so problematic when you talk about kissing. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
later. Do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. I get it.
You know?
Sure. Yeah, I get it. Whatever. You know? All right.
Be a little all over the place.
Yep.
But it gets somewhere, you know.
Okay. Speaking of masculine energy, last question. What is the first thing you would do if you woke up one day as the opposite sex? What's the first thing you're gonna do?
Watch porn and beat my dick. Obviously, I said I watch a lot of porn, so it would be kind of weird if I didn't do it. Yeah. Would I get bitches? I don't even know. Because I don't got game like that. I'm weird as fuck. I feel like, no. No, dude, I feel like if I was a dude, I would be unattractive as fuck. No, like, not physically, because obviously, I thought, obviously. But, no, I feel like based on my personality, no.
You're an asshole?
I am an asshole. I feel like it makes it cute.
Because it's still you.
I feel like it makes it, I don't know, people like it because I'm a female and I'm short, so they don't take me serious. But I be really being people ass. I've been blaming you, bro. But, no. 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 Would I be gay? Could I pull bitches? I'd probably be gay as fuck, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, ooh, zaddy. I see that sock. I'd be gay as fuck. I couldn't even see myself be like, yeah, that bitch fine. No, no. Never mind. I'd be bi. I'd be bi as fuck.
I don't know. You would know after you got some of this really.
Probably no. I'd be like, I'm gonna
protect. I was about to say you would probably know just without that. I don't feel like.
Yeah.
Unless you're bi, which is like, well, unless you sample dick, you wouldn't know it unless you're. You know
I would
what
definitely
mean?
Want to sample dick if I was a dude.
Yeah, well, off top, that wouldn't just make you gay, but it depends on if you liked or if you were attracted to women
right.
when you were a man. That's a very layered question.
Very interesting. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if I could pull bitches off. That's the thing.
This is very introspective. She's thinking about whether or not she could pull bitches as herself, as a man.
No, because you know, like, I don't know. Unless I was like stupid amounts of cute, like, cause you know, like, bitches, females naturally. Damn! People naturally flock to, like. People naturally flock to, like, you know, dudes that look good and stuff like that, so they don't really have to try hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you just said you give nerdy niggas pussy and it'll.
I love nerdy dudes.
That's what I'm saying, so it wouldn't matter.
That's
true. It depends on, like, mad ugly niggas getting bitches. Because everybody ugly to somebody. Like, think about, like, a person who you think is ugly, right? Think about how they looking at you.
Well, they want to fucking do me. And I'm like, ew, back the fuck up, bro. Ew, the fuck? That's fucking disgusting.
I'm so dead. This girl's ridiculous.
What are you saying?
Ha! I would like some food. Okay, so.
Bye! Pasta!
No. Okay, so. shit, I don't even know.
Your eyelashes are cute, by the way.
Thank you, girl.
How do you keep looking at them?
Thank you, girl. They've been slashing it for days, so now they finally broke in.
How? You do your eyelashes? I'm just saying, you know, okay, conversation podcast. I'm curious.
I know.
I wear like my bitch all the time, you know? Even when I don't dress as stylish as you guys do, blah, blah.
No, it is
about.
I like about
t-shirts and shorts. What's wrong with that?
Okay, but also, you be wanting to.
I be wanting to look
do
cute.
Do it something. Exactly. So let's not act like you want to wear the like, they are cute
majority
t-shirts
of the time,
and
I
shorts.
Do.
Yeah, and they're cute t-shirts and shorts, and cute bodysuits and shorts, and cute, that it's levels.
It's effort.
And layers.
I feel like putting into it.
I mean, you put in effort on your nails.
Yeah,
good. Alright!
Dick grabbers. Obviously.
I didn't even make her. Like, I found her grown. Okay? I didn't even make her.
Hilarious. It's funny because I be having conversations like this with my fucking mom. Mm-hmm. It should be fucking hilarious.
Just be like, I don't know. All right, so.
Damn, my kid's probably going to be embarrassing me. Yes. Am I going to be one of those type
yes.
of parents?
Yes. Because you're very free right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Like, bitch, don't fucking talk to me like that.
Why is it that? Why is your kid white? What is happening? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Why would your kid be white? There's no way.
I'm joking.
Like even if no, they were white, right? They wouldn't be white. And therefore, why?
No, they gonna have 10 to them. You see this? It'll be beautiful and brown.
Okay, so I'm brown skin.